Welcome to the With Clarity and Purpose podcast with your host, Janet Borrego. Each week, I bring you an inspiring person or message to empower you to live life on your terms so you can be who you want to be, do what you are meant to do, and have the life you deserve to have. We will provide you with practical and cutting-edge approaches to continue getting clarity and direction on your path, mastering your mindset, and gaining confidence to tap into your inner wisdom so you can live on purpose. Hello, hello, beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of the With Clarity and Purpose podcast. And today, I'm gonna talk to you about one of my favorite topics ever. A topic that I've been obsessed with since 2012 when I learned about the power of the subconscious mind and how we can learn to reprogram it to really achieve the results we desire, to really feel the way we want to feel worthy, to feel enough, to feel confident, to feel fulfilled, abundant, even when we are working on achieving what we want to achieve. So today I want to talk about the subconscious mind and how to reprogram it to get results. And I want to start with my favorite story ever. This is a story that I sometimes tell when I'm having speaking engagements. It's not a story about me, but it's a story that illustrates a very important concept. So I'm going to tell you a story. There was this girl that she was struggling in her school. She was like struggling to study, struggling to get the grades she wanted. She had also broken up with her boyfriend at the moment. Like everything just was going downward. Like we all have been there in that place where you are like, nothing else can happen. Come on. And then something else happens. So she was feeling really down. She was feeling very sad. And she went to the wisest person in the world, her mom, of course. And she went to her mom and she was like, hey, all of this is happening to me. I don't know what to do. I just want to quit everything. I just want to give up on life, on school, on relationships, on everything, because nothing is going my way. And her mom, being very wise, she took her by the hand, she grabbed her, and she walked her to the kitchen, and she asked her girl, her daughter, to take three pots. So she took three pots in the kitchen, and she asked her daughter to fill those pots with water and to put all of those pots with water in the fire until they were boiling. So when all the water, all the three pots were boiling with the water, with boiling water, she asked her daughter to get out of the refrigerator a carrot, an egg, and a coffee bean. The coffee bean was outside, was not in the refrigerator. And she asked her daughter to put the carrot, the egg, and the coffee bean, each one in one of those pots that had boiling water. And they waited 10, 20 minutes. And after the 10, 20 minutes, she asked her daughter to take each one of those out and basically to tell her the observations that she had. So when she took the carrot out, guess what happened to the carrot after being like 20 minutes in boiling water? Yes, you know, like it turned soft. It turned soft. The egg, when she got the egg out of that water, how was the egg? It turned hard. And the coffee bean, what happened with the coffee bean when she took that coffee bean out of the water? The coffee bean has stayed the same. It had preserved the integrity of what it was, but also had influenced the environment, which was the water, to turn like coffee. The essence of the coffee bean now, it was in the water. Even though these three elements had the same external pressure, they had the same external environment, they responded differently. The carrot, when it was faced with the pressure of the boiling water, it turned soft. It wasn't the carrot that it was initially anymore. The egg turned hard. It wasn't the essence of the original egg anymore. But the coffee bean stayed the same in essence, and not only that, it influenced the water to become coffee. And my question for you, and I think this is a very important question in life, which one are you going to be, right? In this path of self-discovery and empowerment, are you going to be like the carrot that with the pressures of the environment, you turn soft and you just give up at life and you feel powerless? I mean, it is normal to temporarily feel powerless in situations that we are faced are hard on us. But it's not okay if we allow that to be our identity, to turn soft for the rest of our lives and just to give up. Or you're going to be like the egg. Some people turn hard. They close off their heart completely when they are faced with the pressures, the challenges of life, of the environment. And they don't open up. They put the walls up, and that's how they live their life. But without an open heart, without vulnerability, that is not a life worth living, right? When we close off our heart, we close off so many of the positive emotions, the joy, the happiness, the trust in yourself and other people. Or you're going to be like the coffee. The coffee was very sure of what it was, and it stayed the same. And not only that, because the coffee respected that integrity within itself, and it remained loyal and honest to what it was, it actually ended up changing the environment. So the boiling water became the coffee. And if you're like me, I'm Cuban, I love coffee. So even a more delicious analogy, right? But this is a powerful one. I love this story. I listened to it in a podcast probably like 4 years ago. And it was just so powerful, right? To really have this coffee bean as our identity, as our essence. And I was talking about this concept because as a coach, as a human being, I coach and teach self-mastery in order to continue uplifting humanity and in order to continue empowering you to be the best version, the most authentic version of yourself. And I think self-mastery, right, that ability to be still loyal to your values and to your authenticity, while knowing that that is the path to also influence the environment and to create a legacy that empowers the world, right? So many times we are looking for the outside to make us feel a certain way. And as long as we keep relying on the outside and we keep waiting for that external validation, our happiness, our joy will be temporary. But when we start looking for that belonging, that validation within ourselves, that's when we start creating sustainable change. And the subconscious mind, we're going to talk about that today. It is so important. And self-mastery, I wish this was a skill that was learned in school. I feel in school, I mean, I learned a lot in school, right? We all learn tons in school. There are tons of positive things to say about it. But one thing that I would say that I would love to see improve, ideally, it's learning about ourselves, who we are, what our mind looks like. How can we change thoughts, feelings? How can we create that sense of love and fulfillment within us? Because everything in school is a curriculum. It's like, do this, do that in order to get A, like an A grade. Do this in order to get a degree. Study all these people that made amazing contributions that they passed away years ago. But no one teaches you to study who you are. And after you finish school, that's when I had my first big awakening. It's like, okay, I've followed the path that I was given. Cool. I checked every box. I did everything great, right? What happened? What happened now? Even though I did all of these things, who am I? Like, I don't even understand who am I. I don't even understand what fulfills me. What is fulfillment for me? I mean, I think those are powerful questions that sometimes we delay. And sometimes we wait until crisis or until we touch rock bottom. Like I did in corporate that I had a panic attack, and that was the awakening for me to learn about myself, to focus about myself and the change that I wanted to make in society and in every powerful individual that I connected with. Right? So self-mastery as a skill is an important one, because that's how you learn how to tap into your purpose, how to tap into that higher calling. I think every person was born with a calling, with an inclination to be a certain way. And the more we peel those layers of programming that we have been taught to believe, the more we honor our light and our authentic truth. And if you use this as your superpower, again, you can leave that legacy that continues empowering the world. You can break generational patterns. You can create a huge impact in this society. And a huge impact, I'm not referring to millions of people. I mean, if that's your vision, that's awesome. But when I say huge impact, it's being yourself and having that one connection with the person. It's not about the volume, it's about the quality. Self-mastery as a skill also helps you, like the coffee bean, to be empowered and authentic instead of becoming a victim to your environment. To be intentional with how you feel, how you think, how you behave, so you can influence yourself and the world around you for the better, just like the coffee bean did. Your most important project in this lifetime is to get to know yourself. And we just have this one life. Because whenever you get to learn yourself and you get to know yourself, you continue working to such a place of alignment that allows you to create a bigger impact from a place of fulfillment. And that creates a lot of abundance naturally. So creating that empowered change from the inside out, it's so important just to do it right now instead of waiting for external pressures or the world or the environment or a certain person to be a certain way so you can finally feel happy, fulfilled, and abundant. Do not delay your happiness, joy, and fulfillment anymore. Your time is right now, my friend. That's why you're here listening to this podcast, because you want to take back control of the creation process, of creating your life. We are done with accepting our life and the circumstances and just going in survival mode. We want to make sure we transition from survival to creation. And yes, it's not going to be a straight path. It's not going to be a perfect path. It's not going to be sometimes an easy path, but the journey is totally worth it. So, and something to mention too, right? So many times we wait until the achievement comes in order to feel a certain way. The biggest lesson is you can be happy, fulfilled, and abundant in the journey, in the process of creating your desired outcome. That's when you really have tapped into full abundance. When you're not waiting for something to happen anymore to feel worthy, to feel you're enough, you continuously work on being enough in the process of achieving your outcomes. What's stopping most people from achieving results and attracting what they truly want in full alignment and authenticity is their mind. Most people, they don't understand how they work. And when I say their mind, I mean mainly your subconscious mind, your unconscious mind. I'm going to use in this podcast episode, subconscious and unconscious. It means the same thing. When I was trained on the unconscious mind and reprogramming, I was trained with unconscious mind, but it's the same thing, okay? These two terms are the same. Research proves that by the age of 35, 95% of who we are is a memorized set of beliefs, feelings, and thoughts that function as a computer program that keep repeating over and over, delivering the same result. You want to change the result you're getting, you got to change your subconscious programming. 95% of who we are is subconscious. is not conscious. It's not at the surface level. It's deep within ourselves. And it's based on those past feelings, beliefs, memories, actions that we are used to repeating over and over, over and over again. That's why it's so important to understand what this is. What is the subconscious mind? So you can reclaim your power and you can reprogram your mind to achieve results. And that's my mission and purpose here, is to give you the tools so you can become empowered. To give you a tool so you can become the creator of your own life, because that's what you're here for. You're not here for to suffer and go through the waves of survival. You're here to continue creating and making a change. But not everything is going to be pink, unicorns, and rainbows. Yeah, in life is hard, okay? In life, we're going to have challenges. But the most intense challenges, the most intense pains that I've felt in my life, which have been in the last 4 years. I mean, I would say 90% have been in the last 4 years, which is crazy, have taught me the most beautiful, most insightful lessons that I needed to learn in order to up-level. So those are equally important as the wins. I would say more important than the wins. So today's podcast episode is all about the self-mastery foundation of understanding your mind. You understand your mind, you understand yourself, you understand how you're creating your results. That is everything. And if you can control, like I don't like saying control because it's not we are in control 100% of the time, but if we can be intentional enough to control or create how we feel in the process of getting the results, that, my friend, is power. So let's talk about the mind, your mind, right? The brain is the organ. So this is not the brain. The brain is the biological, physical organ. The mind is the thing operating that organ, which is, it is beautiful to make that distinction. The mind is energy. The mind is that energy, that electricity operating that organ, right? The body is electricity. So, okay, you have three minds. I want to start by that. You have three minds, the unconscious or subconscious mind. One, that's one, which is basically 95% of what we do is subconscious and we don't even know it, which we are going to dig deeper in this episode. The other mind that you have is the conscious mind, is the analytical mind, is the mind that it's intentional, that sets the direction, that makes the critical thinking happen. And three, there is another mind, your higher self. Your higher self is your intuition. That's another mind. That's another mind of itself. Your intuition. Those inspirational downloads of information that you get every now and then. Even when you get an idea that you have never had before or one that keeps repeating, that's your inner voice, that's your intuition communicating. So how I like to see the mind, right, is the subconscious mind, one, the conscious mind, two, and your higher self, three. Now, some people explain the subconscious mind like, the subconscious mind is divided in two, which I also agree with this. I just want to keep it simple for you for this episode. We can go so much deeper, but step by step. So the subconscious mind is really divided in two. One part of the subconscious mind is truly this programming that we have been receiving from the past and that enables you to run all of the programs within ourselves that we are running to function. That's one part of it, the program from the past. That's one part of the subconscious mind. The second part, some people call it the collective consciousness, which honestly is the same thing that I'm doing when I talk about the higher self, the intuition, the inner voice, the inner guidance, all of that. And some people make the intuition part of the subconscious mind because honestly, the only way that the intuition or your higher self communicates with you is through your subconscious mind. The conscious mind talks to the subconscious mind to set the direction. If the subconscious program is aligned to the conscious mind, then what you want to do and what you do is consistent. But most of the time, you have an intention and you're not executing on that intention. That means that your subconscious programming is not aligned to your conscious desire, and your subconscious needs to be reprogrammed in order to support you in achieving your goals. Your intuition communicates through the subconscious mind, and then you get those downloads from there. You get that inspiration from there. And it's so important. You know, as a coach, I became obsessed with understanding the subconscious mind because that's how we create sustainable change. A lot of the coaching is done consciously. Okay, if you want to feel you're enough, repeat you're enough. Well, it doesn't work that way. If not, everyone would be practicing affirmations and feeling that they're enough. There are tons of deeper layers to wanting to change or wanting to feel a certain way or wanting to achieve or attract certain results. And that's the subconscious mind. If you want to create sustainable change, you got to work with your subconscious programming, which is something that no one ever tells us. And it's something, like I mentioned, as a coach, I became obsessed with this. And I use so many skills and tools to help my clients create results. And I'm going to give you a couple of examples. Some of them are extreme. And some of them are things that we work through on a daily basis. So again, why the subconscious mind? Change, learning, and behavior are subconscious. Why would you care to work with the subconscious mind? This is the answer. Change, learning, and behavior are truly subconscious. So if you want to change, you got to work with your subconscious mind. And when I say change, it's not like changing yourself. It's deprogramming yourself from what you have been taught to believe so you can finally become authentic. So you can finally step into your self-worth. So you can finally believe that you are enough. If this podcast episode resonates with you, I invite you to work with me in my private one-on-one coaching. Private one-on-one coaching is a 6-month container where I help you go from playing small, not believing in yourself, struggling with imposter syndrome, inconsistency, and indecisiveness, to actually having the clarity, the confidence, and the courage to follow through with your dreams. When you work with me as a private client, the first thing we do is that I guide you through an in-depth breakthrough session where we get very clear on all of the blind spots that have been preventing you from achieving your goals. We become aware of those and we release them at the subconscious level with proven techniques. I provide you with accountability, and I'm like a GPS for you to actually find the resources and the answers that are already within you, because you, my friend, are powerful. Kim, one of my coaching clients, said, through working with Jeanette, I've been able to radically shift my mindset in a way I never thought was possible. Each day I wake up feeling excited about my future and actually believing in my potential. So if you're ready to believe in your potential and take action and see progress with all of your dreams and goals you have been delaying, this is your time. I invite you to schedule a clarity call in the link in the show notes. I cannot wait to meet you. See you soon. So why, and I'm going to prove this to you really quickly, why change is subconscious, okay? Many times we want to change. We want to drop those 5 pounds, those 10 pounds. We want to speak up in a meeting and feel like finally we are enough and we are smart so we can speak up in front of others. We want to feel worthy of attracting the right clients in business, and we want to post in social media. So many times we have many intentions, many goals, but our behavior does not back up sometimes those intentions. You want to post in social media, but you're afraid that people may judge you, so you don't do it. You don't feel enough. You want to speak up in that meeting, but you're afraid that people will think you're not smart, so you don't do it. You believe you're enough, that you're not enough. That's your subconscious programming. you want to lose weight, but you find every single distraction every day so you don't go to the gym or you don't get out of the house and take that 1 hour walk. Because deep within yourself, many times, your subconscious programming, which is your belief system, the way you feel, the way you think, even the belief that, yes, I'm capable of getting this goal or following through with that goal, that stops so many people believing that they're not capable because they haven't been able to do it in the past. That is baggage. Because if you keep repeating that past and you continue taking evidence from the past and you keep reliving that same past, how are you going to create a new future in the present moment, right? So change is subconscious because I truly believe that many times you want to change, but there is something within yourself that is not aligned and therefore you're not taking the action. I want this, truly. I believe many people consciously they want it, but they don't show up like they do. Showing up like they do, behavior, that's the subconscious mind. I like to give this example because it's really easy to understand, okay? Have you ever been in a cruise? I think I've been like maybe 3 cruises in my whole life, 3-4 cruises. And you can have this idea even if you haven't been in a cruise. But if you're in a cruise, there is usually a captain of the ship of this cruise. And the captain is setting the direction. He's saying, okay, we are going to the Bahamas. That's the captain. But really, the people making sure we get to the Bahamas safely, smoothly, are the mechanical crew, giving maintenance to the cruise, the entertainment crew, making sure people are entertained, the people cooking the food, like all of those people in the background making sure that this cruise is navigating smoothly and everything goes according to plan. The captain of the ship is just setting the direction. Whether we get there or not, he's not totally responsible for that. He just says where they want to go in a cruise. The crew, the working crews in the cruise, they are the ones in charge of actually getting there and making sure that everything happens in the right timing, in the right order. So the captain is your conscious mind. So many times you set the goal consciously. I wanna have this promotion. I get this 20,000 increase by, 2 years from now. Or I wanna speak up in the meeting. You have a goal, right? But the subconscious mind is like the working crew in this cruise operating in the background to make sure it happens. If this crew in the cruise is not aligned to the captain, we are not going to get to the Bahamas, okay? So the conscious mind is the goal setter. It sets your goal consciously. At the end of the year, at the beginning of the year, you set goals consciously. But the unconscious mind is the goal getter. Is the one working in the background to make sure you are achieving those goals. If you have been setting goals and you haven't been getting the results and you haven't been showing up like you want to get those results, it's probably because your subconscious programming is not aligned to your conscious and intentional desires. That's why it's so important that you work on reprogramming your subconscious mind so you can finally attract what you deserve to attract. So change, again, is subconscious. That's why it's so important that you work with your subconscious mind. Learning is subconscious. Once you learn, for example, when you were a kid, you learned to tie your shoes. Once you learn that, you repeat it without thinking about it. You repeat it without doing it consciously or intentionally. You just know how to do it. You just learn. There is momentum. You just know how to do it. Learning is subconscious too. And behavior is subconscious also. Have you ever been in your car and you're driving to a location that you have driven many, many times and somehow you get to the location and you're like, I don't even know how I got there. I just know I got here somehow. Well, that is because that driving to that place is subconscious and you have repeated it so many times that you can do it without even thinking about it. But that's exactly how we work also. We keep repeating the same way we think, we feel, we believe over and over. And it becomes so subconscious that most of our day, we are not even intentionally thinking or intentionally feeling or intentionally creating. We are just going in automatic pilot every single day, right? So change, learning, and behavior are subconscious. And that's why it's so important to, one, work with your subconscious programming and to be more intentional in this life that you are creating, in this life of creation. Because we want to make sure that we transition from survival mode to creation, to being the creators of our lives. That's why earlier on in my career, back in 2012, when I'm learning all this information, my uncle introduced me to my first Tony Robbins book ever. And he started talking about the subconscious mind and how communication is subconscious. Most of communication is body language and tone of voice. Only 7% are words. Words can be conscious, many times are subconscious too. So we can debate back and forth. But most of communication, it's subconscious, my friend. 93% of communication is subconscious. And that's why I became obsessed with understanding the subconscious mind and how to utilize proven techniques to help my coaching clients create sustainable results, but also do it myself, going through the path myself, because I'm someone that I love to test everything. I actually studied engineering. I studied engineering, and then I discovered that coaching was my true purpose as I started working in this self-discovery journey back in 2012, right before I started my full-time job. This has been more than 10 years. Isn't that crazy? When I actually started reading my first book about the subconscious mind. Whew. Anyway, it's crazy to think about. And I'm still here. I believe in this mission. I believe in this purpose. I quit my job to help people up level, to help high-achieving women fulfill their potential. And men too, if you're interested. So I wanted to share with you, you have already learned tons about the subconscious mind, right? Change, learning, and behavior are subconscious. Your conscious mind is the goal setter. Your unconscious mind is the goal getter. And that goal getter part is like 95% of what you do. That many times we are self-sabotaging ourselves subconsciously, and we don't even know because we all have blind spots. And it really helps everyone that is trained on these processes to point out those blind spots, to let you know, hey, this is a self-sabotaging pattern, or this is a limiting belief that I'm observing based on your language, right? Based on the way that you're showing up. And that's exactly what I do, what I help people who are interested in this, what I guide them to do in a 60 minutes free clarity call that I offer, that I'm going to include the link in the show notes if you're interested. But I wanted to share with you other processes that your subconscious mind is responsible for, some that you maybe didn't even know about. So first is it stores memories. Your subconscious mind stores memories, literally like every single thing that you have lived from the time that you were born, or even generational things, believe it or not, and this is proven by scientific data, your subconscious mind stores those memories from the past. The subconscious is a record of the past. But if we don't break through those patterns, we keep reliving the past over and over. It's also the domain of emotions. So whatever emotions you're feeling or whenever you feel triggered, that's the subconscious mind. Emotions are the language of the subconscious mind. It also represses memories with unresolved negative emotions. Many times when I start working with my one-on-one coaching clients, we have what I call a breakthrough session, which the whole purpose of the breakthrough session is to identify all of their blind spots, all of their self-sabotaging patterns, their limiting beliefs, all of the baggage that have been preventing them from getting the results. And then I use proven techniques to help them release at the subconscious level. And many times during the release process, they bring up memories that they had forgotten or that didn't even know existed at that moment. Why? Because when the subconscious mind decides to repress memories, it's for protection of the person. Whenever the person feels safe enough, the subconscious mind starts opening up and some of the memories start bubbling up because your subconscious feels that you're ready to heal and deal with those memories, with those emotions. So whenever, I always tell my clients, whenever something comes up to the surface that feels unpleasant, I want you to celebrate it because that means that you're ready to heal and to work through those emotions or whatever thing you may be challenged by. It also runs and preserves the body. So if you have ever asked yourself, what is beating my heart? What is making my brain work? What is making sure my lungs and all my organs work? My friend, that is your subconscious mind. Your subconscious is a mega computer and it's just making sure that everything works with much harmony as possible. But the subconscious is also the domain of emotion. So as you may know by now, mind and body are deeply connected. It also needs repetition until a habit is installed. I mean, you know this based on the example that I gave of tying your shoes or driving the car. You keep repeating the same thing, right? You don't need a conscious process to build that habit anymore once it's repeated so many times, like brushing your teeth in the morning. Like, I don't ever think about whether or not I'm going to do it. I just do it, right? It also communicates with your intuition, with your higher self. And I love this part because whenever you're dreaming, those dreams that you get at night, that's basically your intuition communicating with the subconscious mind in a symbolic way. The subconscious mind is very symbolic, but behind every symbol, there is a meaning for you. And you, like, even with my clients, sometimes we do dream interpretation. And I don't believe in Googling the meaning of the dream. I actually help them tap into their intuition. So them by themselves, using the resources they have within themselves already, they come up with that meaning. And that's way more insightful and meaningful than just Googling something on the internet. It's all about self-mastery, tapping into the resources you already have. And the last thing, something about the subconscious mind is does not process negatives. So if, for example, if I'm telling you, don't look, you're going to look, right? Because the subconscious mind does not understand negatives. That's why when I work with my clients, right, my one-on-one coaching clients, we go through a process of creating their compelling future, their goals. And we make sure that everything that they have is stated in the positive. Because I've realized that many people, for example, I ask sometimes, hey, why do you want to be successful in career or fulfilled in career? Oh, because I don't want to feel empty. But that answer is telling me what you don't want. Why do you want it? We are wired to think in negative terms. But the subconscious doesn't process negatives, meaning that if you continue communicating and thinking in negatives, that's what you are going to end up attracting and end up noticing. Because the subconscious is a go-getter and you're telling the subconscious, focus on this. And the subconscious mind cannot differentiate between good or bad. That's more of a conscious mind decision. The subconscious mind is like, okay, you want that, let's go for it. As long as you're aligned. And there are so many tools. Oh my God, there are so many tools I use to reprogram the subconscious mind. So many that I've learned in this process of really creating change at the deepest level. So you can be fulfilled, abundant, and happy. The first one is meditation. Meditation, many people don't like it because they have to be in silence or guided and they're forcing themselves to do something they're not comfortable. Exactly. That's part of interrupting your subconscious programming. Your subconscious programming wants you to do the same thing you have done yesterday and before yesterday, everything that is familiar to you. Meditation is basically you telling one of my teachers, he gives that analogy that whenever you're training a dog and you tell the dog sit, and the dog doesn't want to sit, stay. That's exactly what you're doing with your subconscious mind. You're telling it what to do and you're reprogramming it that way. Meditation also allows you to create space so you can transition from survival of doing the same thing over and over to creating that space to actually decide what you want in your life and create that. You are the creator. Like, I'm going to repeat that over and over. So meditation is something that for me, it's super important. I meditate every single day and it has totally changed my life. Now, meditation, it does take, you have to become really good at it, right? It just takes time. And I think that's part of the process of breaking the pattern and reprogramming your subconscious mind. It takes time. It takes effort, okay? But it's totally worth it. Meditation is one of my favorite tools. My second tool, that this is the one that I use the most in my coaching program and the breakthrough session, we release all of the baggage from your past with this modality. And it's like after breakthrough sessions, my clients are like, this is a rebirth. Like, I don't recognize the person who walked into this session and the one who is walking out. I'm going to give you a sample, but I've had crazy, crazy results. I've helped my clients because they're the ones creating the change. I'm just being a guide. But I've helped my client create insane results. This modality is neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro-linguistic programming, the acronym is NLP. Like, I'm obsessed with NLP. I started learning it in 2012. I became certified as a practitioner in 2017, as a master practitioner in 2019. I became certified as a trainer of NLP. That was, I think it was 2020. Or 2021. Anyways, I've been studying NLP since forever, and this is the most powerful tool that I have because it's highly effective and it works fast. Of course, after I do the techniques, the client has to take action, right? That's how we strengthen the pattern. But it works crazily fast. And let me give you an example. I had this one-on-one coaching client that I was working on, and she had a tremendous phobia of pigeons to the point that it was affecting her life. Like, anywhere there were pigeons, she's like, she was freaking out even from a distance. And I told her, I can, and she's in my testimonials page, I can help you. I have an NLP technique and I can use hypnosis to help you release this phobia. And she's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, of course. Because NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, I want you to think of NLP as when you have a computer program, right? And this computer program is running and it's executing a result. For example, you have a computer program to make your email work. Like, everything is a computer program in your computer. Like, the email is working because there is this algorithm behind that is making it work. NLP is like that programming code to the computer program. When you learn NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and the right techniques, you can hack the computer program to deliver the desired results. That's exactly what happens. If someone changes the programming in your email or Instagram or Facebook, the Instagram, Facebook, or email would be doing something else, would be getting a different result. So NLP is the computer code to your subconscious mind, which is the most advanced computer of all. You learn how to work with the code, you learn how to immediately change the results in your subconscious mind. Now, this client had a phobia, right? And I know very well from all of my training and all of my studies that phobia is a fear, a tremendous fear, an irrational fear based on one event that happened in the past. One event that happened in the past that triggered the heck out of this fear in this person. Which means that a phobia means that you're living in the past whenever that event happened, over and over, over and over. You get triggered, you go back to the past. You get triggered, you go back to the past. You're never in the present moment. You're never creating. You're never in creation. So I started working with her in my techniques. Using the techniques that I've learned, we found that event. Once she found that event, she developed a deeper understanding of what was going on. That helped a lot. But then after that, I helped her release the phobia with I use three techniques. One of them is the mental and emotional release. One is the phobia release. And we also did hypnosis. And we did this in two sessions. The third session, she comes and I'm like, she didn't know I was going to do this, which was really funny. And I'm like, okay, so I have a surprise for you today. And she's like, yes. And I'm like, we are going to see pigeons today. And she was like, what? And everything that I do in my coaching practice, I want to test it. Like, I just don't want to do these techniques and be like, hopefully it worked. No, I want to test it, make sure it works, make sure it worked, right? Because I want all my clients to win and transform in bigger ways. So I found somewhere in Houston, a place that had tons of pigeons, and I took her there. And she didn't know what to expect, right? Like, she went there, she got literally next to the pigeons, and she was calm. I even have videos. Like, she was totally, totally, totally fine. And she was in complete disbelief that this was happening. Because now your conscious mind, analytical mind, is like, how is this possible? Like, how am I here with these pigeons? Is this even real? Yeah, your conscious mind is going to be like, what is going on? It's going to take time to catch up to your subconscious, which is a lot faster. And now, I mean, it's 2024. I think this was like 3 years ago since we coached. 2021 was when I coached her. And she's still free of this phobia. Now she lives in London, and in London there are pigeons, and she can walk normal. It's not that she hugs the pigeons. That was never the purpose. But she can have a normal life and not be triggered by these pigeons. So I think that's not that every client I work with, I'm helping them release a phobia, but this is such a powerful example of how these techniques are highly efficient and fast to help you reprogram your mind to achieve your desired results. This happened in less than 2 hours that we were able to get rid of that phobia. But she was ready also to get rid of it. The client plays the most important part, right? They gotta be committed. They gotta be ready to let go. And I have other clients like that have let go of postpartum depression immediately after the breakthrough session. I'm coaching one of them for the third time on a different area of life. She's free. She had her second kid. She's still free of postpartum depression. I talked with one of them that I coached 3 years ago. She's still free of postpartum depression and depression overall. These are extreme cases that I wanted to illustrate how powerful these techniques are. But with most clients, I use these same techniques, which are very powerful, to let go of self-doubt, to let go of those patterns of unworthiness, to let go of the people-pleasing patterns that keep you attracting people into your life that are not aligned, situations into your life that are not aligned. That's how they actually start achieving that success in life, in their career, businesses, romantic relationships, is through reprogramming the subconscious mind. And the third tool that I use that is really powerful is hypnosis. Hypnosis, there are many misconceptions around hypnosis. Sometimes people are like, hypnosis, oh my God, what is this? Like, they are scared or something. But it's not like you see in the movies that you're gonna start doing like a chicken or something else. Hypnosis, think about it like a very relaxed state of mind. This state, I've been training hypnosis too. So I use certain language patterns, certain words, certain tones of my voice to get you into that relaxed state, to get you into that deep trance. And when you get into that relaxed state, the analytical mind parts ways, is not there anymore, and you're actually in your subconscious mind, and you're more suggestive there to the beliefs, the thoughts, the feelings that you want to have in order to create those desired results. Hypnosis is such a powerful tool also to reprogram your subconscious mind. So the main three tools that I utilize with myself and my coaching clients are highly effective are neurolinguistic programming. That's the fastest, most effective one, the one that I use the most in all of my coaching that I've been using since 2012. Hypnosis, super powerful tool. And then meditation. Meditation for me is like an everyday thing. It's to make sure you're cleansing, detoxing your system from that survival mode. I'll probably do an episode on each one of these techniques and tools, because I know this episode was power-packed with information. If you're curious about how these techniques can change your life, or if you even want my guidance, right, on helping you identify what's preventing you from getting these results, or if you're interested about coaching, whatever it is, schedule a free 60 minutes clarity call. It's free. Literally, whether or not you're interested in coaching or you decide to coach with me or not, I'm going to help you to identify what's stopping you at the deepest level in achieving your results, and to help you come up with an action plan. Now, at the end, we are going to talk about coaching, and we are going to talk about whether coaching is the right fit for you. Coaching has changed my life, has changed the life of my clients. And I always tell people, you're totally worthy of getting the support, the guidance you need, and also of learning how to master yourself. Self-mastery as a skill is such a powerful thing. So I'm going to include the link in the show notes if you're interested. If you found this podcast episode, please share it with your friends, with your family. Write a review in your favorite podcast platform. Let's continue collaborating, working together so we can continue empowering this beautiful world. Thank you so, so much for being here with me today. I'm mega grateful for you, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening at With Clarity and Purpose. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Sharing is caring. Please share with your friends and family so we can continue building an empowered community together. I'll see you next week.